Hello, people. Welcome to the Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, Rich. And today we talk about NBA. Okay, people. Thank you very much for listening. So today I'm going to talk about NBA. Last week, I talked about Luka Doncic. And once again, people, European player, international player, are powerful. They're powerful at the moment. I mean, they're making noise at the moment, deep into a playoff. Right, this week, today I need to talk about Nikola Jokic, you know, the big center for Denver Nugget. They came back for 3-1 down against the Clippers. And now they're going to play game 7 against the Clippers on Tuesday. This is crazy. There was no expectation for Denver right now playing against the Clippers. The prediction was Clipper will advance and play against the, you know, Los Angeles Lakers for the West Conference Finals. But right now, what's happening is unbelievable, especially after that series that they had against Utah Jazz. And now they're doing the same thing with the Clippers. I mean, think about that. 3-1, coming back, 1-1, and 1 again. Now, 6-6 all together, they're going for game 7. Right now, the pressure is on the Clippers. The pressure definitely is on the Clippers now. And this is because of one and one guy only. Nikola Jokic. That big center is a hell of a player. Right now, I'm not joking. Right now, he's the best big man into the playoff. He's the best big man right now in the NBA. Right now. If something happened right now to the bubble and they have to stop the playoff and all that, he will be the best big man right now. That dude can play basketball. And he's from Serbia, people. He's not American. He's from Serbia. Again, I mentioned last week I talked about Luka Doncic. This week I'm talking about Nikola Jokic. This is good for European and international player, especially with the draft coming up. I can see now a lot of coach, a lot of general manager looking at the draft and searching for some of those European players. Right, if you listen to Slick Talk Show and you want to play basketball at that level, especially at the NBA level, people, and from here, Europe or somewhere in Africa, any other continent, you have a chance. Now you have a chance. You have a chance. What I'm seeing right now at the bubble in Orlando, especially with Denver Nugget, is unbelievable. I'm telling you, people, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And you're looking at, when you watch that big guy, Nikola Jokic, not athletic, but some of the move, the way he moves with the ball, the way he shoots the ball, I mean, his footwork is unbelievable, I'm telling you. If you haven't watched the guy, go and check his highlight. Go and check his moment on YouTube. Whatever. Whatever social media you have over there, type the guy name, check his play. It's unbelievable. What is they doing at the moment? Especially the way he's leading Denver Nugget against the Clippers. It's crazy. It's crazy. They double team him. They can't even double team him. He can make those shots. Fade away, shot, easy. The passes. I mean, he make passes like point guard, people. He make passes like point guard. His skill set is off the chart. Completely off the chart. And people, nobody talk really about him. It's because he played for Denver Nugget. Nobody talk about Denver Nugget. It's actually a small market. I mean, it's not like playing for the Lakers or the Clippers or Miami. All those big market city. I mean, Denver Nugget is small. Nobody want to go there. If you're a free agent, you that's not your first spot. You don't say, oh, I want to go to play for Denver Nugget. No. You want to go play for New York. Although New York is not a great team right now, you want to go play for New York. You want to go and play for the Lakers. You know, you want to go and play maybe for the Dallas Maverick. You know, they've got big. It's unbelievable. But what he's doing at the moment with Denver Nugget is crazy. It's crazy. overcoming a 3-1 advantage is crazy, especially at the playoff. They have one of the best players, two of the best top 10 players, you know, playing for the Clippers, but they still can't stop that guy. They can't stop that Nikola Jokic. I'm telling you right now, the way that guy moves is unbelievable. And we have to go back, people. We have to go back right at the beginning of the season. Especially when they came back, you know, just after the lockdown. That guy lost 20 to 25 pounds, you know, during lockdown. He lost all that weight because he knew coming back and play the playoff, he will need to run up and down, make all those shots. He will be the main man. 20 to 25 pounds during the season. I mean, that guy was huge. Last season, he was so big. At some point, I think I remember right at the beginning of the season, actually, before the lockdown, he was just a little bit overweight. Just a little bit overweight. A bit lazy there. After the lockdown, everybody went home. He lost 20 to 25 pounds. A big guy. I mean, you can tell right now, somebody was on his ear and said, look, you need to go and work hard because this is not easy. This is not easy here. And again, I'm talking about what? Skill set, people. Go and check the way he plays. I mean, he's not one of those, how can I say that? He's not one of those flashy center, you know. You remember the big, you know, big Shaq. You remember the Shaq, all those big guys when they play, you know, all they do, they take the ball and want to slam down, you know, the defender. No, he doesn't play like that. He play smooth basketball. You know, calm, precise basketball, make a pass, make a layup. I mean, the footwork, the way he dances with his feet before he goes to the basket, it's unbelievable. It's beautiful when the guy play basketball. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I mean, his skill set, he basically as a big guy, he has a skill set of a point guard, but playing as a center, that's all I can say about that. It's dangerous. On both sides of the floor, he can make basket, he can block, he can play defense as well. And very slick, very, very slick the way he plays. And especially on his passes, no-look passes and all that. Unbelievable, I'm telling you people. That dude is slow. He doesn't run fast. It's not athletic. But let me tell you something, people. His basketball IQ is off the chart. He's so clever. Just like the way I was talking about Luka Doncic last time, that dude, Nikola Jokic, is unbelievable. His IQ is off the chart. And that's the reason why I've been saying right now, the draft coming up for the NBA, that look good for all European and international players. Because right now, what we're seeing from the bubble is give a chance to everybody outside the US. Because what we're seeing for the young, you know, player or athlete in the US is they're very much athletic, you know, they like to go up and down, they're very flashy, dunk and all that, but that doesn't win you NBA games. No, that doesn't win you NBA games. When you look at Luka Doncic, the Nikola Jokic, what they're doing right now in the bubble, during the playoff, boy, no, you don't need to run up and down, make all those big dunk. No. You need to be smart. You need to use your IQ. You need your mindset, your skill set, offensively and defensively, need to be on point. No more hiding behind the run and fast and all, just like Russell Westbrook. No. We need right now the NBA need player who use the head, use between the ears, what? The brain. And that's what the Luka Doncic, the Nikola Jokic bring on the table. And this is what European players have over the US basketball player. Because right here, we know in Europe or internationally, we know we're not as fast, we're not as dynamic, you know, as one of those US players. But what we do know, we can play basketball at IQ level. That we know we can do that. It's awareness, people. And basketball IQ, again, is off the chart. I mean, he knows where everybody is. When he get the ball, boy. Because he's 7 foot, he's big and tall. If you want to get the shot, if you want to take a 3-point, you can do that. When he gets inside the box, you know, especially, you know, within the perimeter, he can take any shot. When he's facing, when he's not facing the basket, turn around, fade away, shot, easy. When he get to the free throw line, you can trust him. He's going to make those free throw line, those free throw points. He's good. That dude play basketball at the highest level. And again, you're not going to see him run up and down. No. But tell me, when you give him the ball, you know something is about to happen. And this is what Denver Nuggets right now, you know, they close to, you know, close for playing, obviously, Western Conference Finals against Lakers. Tomorrow, on Tuesday, there's a chance they can win that game against the Clippers. There's a chance now. I mean, for 3-1 down, to come back and play like that, is unbelievable. And if he's not, I mean, that dude is not scared. He's not scared of the bright light. Pass him the ball, he's going to make that shot. If he doesn't make that shot, he's going to make the right play. He's a playmaker. He's a big, but he's a playmaker. Again, he play like a point guard. He play like a point guard. And I've been talking about the market of just Denver Nuggets. It's a small market. We're not talking about New York here, people. We're not talking about LA, right? We're not talking about, you know, Dallas and all those big markets. No. It is a small market. Denver, nobody wanna go, but nobody wanna go and play over there. It's not beautiful. It's not beautiful. You know, I've never heard anybody saying, oh, I'm going on vacation on Denver, no, to Denver. No, no, nobody saying that. It's not a beautiful place. But, man, and this is what we need, obviously, for small markets, especially like Denver Nuggets. If they can push through, they can push all those big markets out. If the Denver Nuggets can beat the Clippers on Tuesday, people, it's over. Those guys are going all the way to the NBA final because I think they will match up with the Lakers. Because right now, the Lakers won against Houston Rockets. So all they're doing right now, they're waiting who's going to come up next. You know, between Clippers and the Denver Nuggets. But now there's a chance. There's a chance. I'm looking at those American guys right now, especially on TV. They're all talking. They don't want that European guy to win. They don't want that. They don't want that. You know, they've been saying, they always say, oh, yeah, he's a great player, but Kawhi Leonard is going to win that game 7. That's exactly what people have been saying right now. But I'm telling you, I think Denver Nuggets are winning game 7 and they're going to the Western Conference Final. I think they're winning that game because of those two guys, you know, Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. But especially today, special edition today for Nikola Jokic because he's European. He's from Serbia. And nobody talk about him like that. And he's calm. He's quiet. He's not flashy. He doesn't dunk on people. He doesn't scream at people. You see? He doesn't complain. He's not that type of player. He just have the skill, man. Skill set is off the chart. I'm telling you, if you anywhere, European, international, you have chance, people. If you want to go to the draft right now, you might get the pick. You might get picked up by one of those teams because that's all they're looking for right now. That's all they're looking for right now. I mean, look at Doncic did the same against the Clippers. Right now, Nikola Jokic is doing again the same thing against the Clippers. The whole NBA now is paying attention to all European and international players. Now we have a shot. Anybody out there who want to play basketball at that level, NBA level, just go and walk out and get signed off to go for the draft. You will get drafted. Just put a couple of video out there, you will get drafted. Because all they're looking for right now, they're looking people with basketball IQ. Can you make the read? You don't need to run fast. You don't need to be, you know, do one of those big massive dunks. No, they don't need you to do that. All they need you to do, make the right pass at the right time. Can you score? Can you score a free throw? How's your skill set, man? Do you understand the makeup? Are you a playmaker? That's all they're looking for right now because playmaker win you games. On fourth quarter, if you get fouled, can you make those last two free throws? Yes, you will get drafted as a European. Trust me. This is a game changer now for all European international players. This is a game changer. It's unbelievable. It's beautiful. I love that. I mean, you see for example, look at Russell Westbrook running up and down. People talk about, the most athletic guy, you know, in the NBA, you know, as a point guard. But he can't score. He can't score. He doesn't have a shot. That's all they do. Those US, those American players, they take the ball, run up and down, and then dunk. Bam. That's it. They don't learn. They don't. They don't work on the shot. They don't work on the free throw line. They don't do that. They don't have a skill set. They don't have a one-two-go move. Just like Nikola Jokic. They don't do that. The big over there, they can't shoot. They want to sit on the pen, wait for the ball, turn around and shoot. You need to have all that now. As a basketball player, you need to bring everything on the table. Can you move? Can you move without the ball? Do you understand the playmaker? Do you have an IQ basketball? Do you understand that? All that. Can you shoot the ball on the free throw? How do you run play? Can you run a play? Those are the things now that you need to have as a basketball player if you want to play at that level. And as a big, I'm telling you, he's big, 7 foot, play as a center, but his play look like a point guard, but playing as a center. It's unbelievable the way he plays. His passing is equal to a point guard passes. That's just easy for me. I mean, some of the passes that he make inside the paint is just as beautiful as Chris Paul making a pass. Because I believe Chris Paul is probably one of the best point guard in the NBA. Chris Paul is, I tell you right now, is probably number one point guard in the NBA. I love the guy, the way he plays basketball. Because he's always willing to pass the ball. He's always willing to make a play. And when I watch Nikola Jokic, exactly the same thing. But then he's a big guy. He turn around the paint, shoot the ball. It's so good. It's so good. His awareness is unbelievable. Again, he is not the most fastest guy on the floor. But boy, his IQ is crazy. I'm looking forward to see exactly what's going to happen on Tuesday against the Clippers. But it's a chance. I'm telling you right now, they have a chance to make history. They have a chance now to get to that Western Conference Final and go all the way to NBA Final, because that's exactly what I want, actually. I mean, anything from coming from European, I love that, because that looks good for everybody across here. You don't want those coaches and general manager, you know, because back in the days, what, you know, you all know what used to be the talk about European player. Like, oh, they can't run, they're not athletic, they can't do, you know, it was all about like, can you dunk, they're too small, they're not 7 foot or 6 foot. No, we don't need that anymore. Now it's all about the skill set, basketball skill set. They don't even care how small you look. Can you play basketball? Can you score? Are you a scorer? Can you make those passes? Are you a playmaker? Do you understand how to run without the ball? Those are the question. That's it. And right here in Europe, I think we have to be happy about the program that we have right here in Europe for the young basketball player. We're doing a good job right here. I understand what people are saying right now. Like, yeah, you still need to develop your game once you get drafted. I get that. But all I'm saying is the beginning, the starting point is good. Whatever they're doing right here in Europe is good. The program look good. Again, we don't need to go up and down, running up and down like those athletic US players, dunking and screaming, acting like, we are. No. All we need to do is play basketball. That's it. Play basketball. Just have that mindset. Understand that our brain need to work more than anything else. And that's exactly what we've seen so far from Luka Doncic, with Dallas Maverick, and we see right now with Nikola Jokic, with the Denver Nuggets. This is unbelievable. I'm telling you right now, I'm so happy. If you from here, Europe, or you international, anywhere in Africa or anything like that, boy, you must be happy going to the draft right now. You have a chance. I know people sometimes during the drafts, they usually go and look for, some prospect of these from a big college like the UCLA, the Duke and all that. I know they do always do that, but I tell you right now, they will have an eye on those European player and international player this season. God, it's beautiful to see. It is beautiful. I mean, right now is on his playoff now, he averaged about 26.1 points, 9.9 rebound, 5.4 assists. I mean, his shooting percentage is crazy, just over 50%. And from the three-point line, about 47%. That dude can play basketball. This is crazy. this is crazy. This is unbelievable. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. Tomorrow is going to be good. And I know we're all going to be watching TV tomorrow to figure out if they can beat the Nuggets. So, people, that's all I have for you today. Thank you very much for listening. And I'll see you again tomorrow. And good night.